The intense fervor over the World Cup has spilled into Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. Just check out some of the bars and restaurants around here during the U.S. matches. And though football still reigns supreme for sheer number of fans in this area, the sports menu continues to diversify.
Now for Northwest Arkansas Polo Club. Let's hear it for our home team. In our first position, we've got Manuel Gomez.
Sunday, the home fans were out on a manicured field along Price Coffee Road near downtown Bentonville for the opening moments of the home season for the Northwest Arkansas Polo Team. John Wilson, the president of the Polo Club, sums up the sport for the uninitiated in a concise way.
You're on a horse that's moving about 40 miles an hour while the ball is moving and it's bouncing in the grass and it's going all these different directions. It would be like having, like you standing in the back of a pickup while someone throws a baseball at you while you're driving past and trying to hit it.
The 7-minute periods of play are called chuckers, and there are 7-minute intervals between each chucker. Points are registered when the team sends the ball through a designated goal at either end of the field. A few days before the crowds and teams arrived for the Sunday match, John Wilson sat at the empty field on the tailgate of a truck, and he explained that though polo is rather new to this region, it's easy for spectators to pick up the basics.
It's like watching a hockey game on horseback. It's very high speed. When the ball goes through the goal, it's a point. And it's not much more than that.
There are 4 players on the field at a time, plus 2 umpires on horseback, and they follow the ball over a large field, 300 yards long, 160 yards wide. If there is any drawback to polo as a possible spectator sport, it is the other side of the field can seem a long way away. But the game has almost everything else Americans seem to want in their sports: speed, teamwork, and scoring.
It also has physical contact. Part of polo, as opposed to horse racing, is you're bumping and checking and while you're running up and down the field. And it's very high action. It's very, very much a spectator sport. In addition, the spectators come out, and it has a lot of that Kentucky Derby kind of thing to it, too, where the men get to wear bow ties, the women wear the big hats, and at halftime, after the second chucker, everybody goes out and they stomp divots.
On Sunday, the crowd began arriving by 11 in the morning and setting up tents to be close to the action. Dana Donaldson was among the first to arrive Sunday, and he had a field-side seat. Dana has been around horses since he was a child, and he coached the Oklahoma State University polo team for 14 years. He's also played the game all over the world: Argentina, Australia, Dominican Republic, and New Zealand.
Oh, it's an adrenaline rush. You get going full bore, and it's... there's nothing feels quite as good as getting a good long shot, you know, against a good team.
He says those long shots are satisfying for both players and fans, but the more you know about the game, the more you watch, the more you can also appreciate the subtle defense. There are maneuvers like bumping or hooking a defender can use to impede access to the ball, but a defender has to be thinking ahead all of the time.
You want to be on what's he called his offside. The offside is his right hand. The near side is his left hand. The player has to carry his mallet in the right hand, as of about 1964 in the United States. So his strongest shots are on his right-hand side or the offside.
Does that put left-handed people at a disadvantage?
Yes, it does. But I know quite a few left-handed players who you don't cut them any slack, I promise you that.
There are institutional rules for safety about mallet use and when and where a player can engage in the action. An invisible line follows the ball and its trajectory down the field, allowing the players who hit the ball to have a sort of right-of-way access to eliminate potentially dangerous situations. The ball can become airborne, but it weighs just 4 ounces. And not to lessen the abilities of the humans involved, but the majestic athletes are really the horses. Kevin Gardner, a member of the Northwest Arkansas team, says his horse Rocky is his partner.
He's been playing polo longer than I have, which is great. He helps me a lot. And
seriously, he helps you?
Yes. He's been playing so long that when he sees the ball go by, he'll go after it. and he's very calm and reliable, and he's a great animal.
John Wilson, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Polo Club and a player on the team, agrees that without a relationship between animal and player, there's no success.
You have to be able to communicate well with your horse. Your horse has to be understand what it is that you're trying to do. And the horse is the real athlete in the match. They're the ones that are doing all the running, and they are very, very highly trained. They're very highly conditioned and very highly bred. As a player, I'm on the horse trying to communicate where we need to be in order to pick up the play as it comes along. But you'll see, by and large, the horse is the actual athlete.
The Northwest Arkansas Polo Club wants this sport to increase here in popularity for both spectators and possible players. The matches are presented without pretense, and Susan Kohler is an expert at play-by-play, letting novices in the crowd understand exactly what they're seeing take place. Polo is also an equal opportunity sport. Sunday, men and women, and in the juniors' exhibition, boys and girls, play at the same time. There are players taller or lighter than others, and, at least here, experienced players are assisting newcomers. Lorena Gomez says she brought her tent and picnic food to the event Sunday so she could watch a new player, her husband, Manuel.
My husband is playing polo. He is from Mexico, and we just got here, and so now he's into polo.
John Wilson says there are more players in Arkansas than you might expect, and the local club is developing younger players as well. Before Sunday's feature match, the juniors exhibition included several teenagers, including Robson McCartney.
Yeah, it's kind of intimidating, and especially because you have to take the horse's safety into everything you do on the horse, and you really just, you know, you have this fear of failure, so you just have to go out on a limb and take the swing.
It should be noted that Robert did just fine Sunday, including scoring a goal. The Polo Club hopes to have at least one feature match on the home field in Bentonville each month through early fall. You can learn more about how to get to the field, the schedule of events, and how the game is played at nwapolo.com. And Kevin Gardner says the club has made one more very visible effort to make Northwest Arkansas feel comfortable getting to know polo. The local team's colors are a familiar red and white.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think we tip our hat to the red and white colors of team sports here in Northwest Arkansas. So I think there was little choice but to pay homage to our Razorbacks.
This is Ozarks at Large.
You got 30 seconds left. Bobby making a big breakaway down to that west goal, trying to see if he can capitalize on this. Everybody's after him, and he's